Welcome to Ren Radio. I'm your host, David Bollinger, and thanks for listening in. So before I forget, really quickly, so I just wanted to ask you guys what you guys wanted to listen to, okay? Because it's not that I'm running out of ideas, it's just that I'm listening to other podcasters / YouTuber advice, as well as a couple friends' advice and my own advice even. But I'm just wondering what you guys would actually want me to talk about, right? What would you guys enjoy listening to? I could talk about getting started in programming. I could talk about getting started in a podcast. I could talk about picking up an instrument. And I know that all of that is just, starting things. But, if you have an idea, put it in the comments, please. And I'm going to create a poll or something for Spotify listeners. I'm going to do that, okay? I know I will. I know for a fact. Well, do I know for a fact? No, I really don't. But I really hope I do. I'll try to remember. I'll try my best to remember. But anyway, just let me know in the comments. What do you guys want me to listen to in the coming months, years even? I'll try to pick out some of the best ideas. Or, well, best. I say that in air quotes, but you know what I mean, right? I'm going to pick out an idea or two every once in a while and, yeah. But yeah, sorry, I'm very sidetracked tonight. It's 9 o'clock, and I have to get up at 6:30 tomorrow, as per usual. But how are you guys doing? Okay, because I'm gonna ask that at the end. I shouldn't be asking that now. Oh well. Today I wanted to talk about The Truman Show, because I watched that for the first time tonight. I might get copyrighted for that. I don't know if I care enough to, but basically, if you don't know what The Truman Show is, the entire concept is that you have one perfectly normal person set inside a giant, reality show, right? Where basically everything around them, and even their friends, their family, the place they go to work, their entire civilization around them is fabricated and scripted, basically, right? And you have one person who is the star and who is the real person who has no idea that it's going on around them, right? In The Truman Show, Truman, that's why it's called The Truman Show, is because the star is Truman. He eventually figures it out that he's got The Truman Show going on around him, right? Eventually figures that out. But I just wanted to touch on a couple of things, okay? Well, one, first off, how much do you think it would cost to have 24-hour surveillance and broadcasting, seamless, right? Seamless broadcasting, plus having to power an entire superstructure around this person, because you need to be able to control weather patterns, and you need to be able to control what everything looks like, right? In reality, how much would that cost? That costs, an insane amount, you have to imagine, right? And another thing that I was actually thinking of is that if they're spending so much money just to keep the show running on the superstructure and on all the cameras, on the actual broadcasting of it, why can't they afford to build actual buildings with, one of the scenes where Truman figures out that he's in a show, right? Or one of the key points in it is that he's going completely, insane. I say that in air quotes, but insane. And he's walking around the town unlike his regular business, right? Unlike what he usually does, just to make himself more sporadic, just to give the people who are recording him a hard time, because he had been given the thought, hey, maybe I have a show going on around me, because everything seems very convenient, right? In that scene, then he tries to walk into an elevator, and as it turns out, that elevator, the back of it, the doors open and close and everything, but the back of the elevator, as it turns out, is just cardstock, right? And they move it around, right? So that actors can get in and out. If So that brings me back to my point of, if you're spending so much on this show already, can't you afford to just, you know, build an actual building? You know, make the actual building. And I get that buildings are expensive, but over the course of like 30 years and being able to afford all the equipment and everything and already being paying or and already paying enough for that, like that much, wouldn't you think that like they would be able to afford actual concrete buildings and like an actual elevator in the building so that stuff like that doesn't happen, right? And also, instead of like if you notice your character is wanting to leave, right, then why, like in the Truman Show, then they basically just try to like confine him, right, confine him to this one town by putting him in you know, like he's basically on an island, right, and he is deathly afraid of water because of his backstory, right, that they fabricated for him. And so they gave him whatever it is, like aquaphobia, I believe. But anyway, they gave him a fear of water, like a crippling fear of water. And they put him on an island so he would never leave. That's good, but if you realize your character is willing to do literally anything to leave, let him leave, okay? Not necessarily leave the show, but I mean, like, leave his place, right? Create a new set. Like, even if it's just next door, right? Everybody sleeps on long car drives. Everybody sleeps on plane trips, right? And if they don't sleep, right, you can always use screens and stuff and LCDs and, or not LCDs, but, you know, like, you can always put screens on and you can make artificial shaking, artificial weather, artificial temperature. You know, you can make everything artificial. In fact, you could probably even make artificial G-forces if you really tried. But yeah, just have, I don't know, it just blows my mind at like, okay, these people were so obsessed with keeping him inside this world that they had created that they were willing to like just about kill their main character to keep him inside, right? Like, and that does actually happen towards the end of the movie. It's insane. But it just blows my mind that it's just like, well, if he wants to leave and you're not going to be able to stop him, let him leave. Let him leave and believe that he has left, right? And also, it's in these last, like, 2.5-ish minutes of the video, I just want to bring up that, like, in the Truman Show, okay, the main character tries to develop a romantic relationship with a side character, okay? Now, for some strange reason, they had hard scripted, like, this is going to be the script for the next, like, 5 years, that he was going to marry whoever, like, the actual person he married, right? The problem with this is that, he actually does, like, him and the person who he'd been trying to make a relationship with, they went off and she started to feel bad for him, so she tried to tell him about the Truman Show, but before she could get more than a few words out, then the show producers made an excuse for a guy to drive down to them, almost hit them, and with a car, and take her and leave, and she was thereby dismissed from being a part of the cast, right? Just because Truman wanted to be in love with her, right? Like, you can't, if you're gonna set something like this up, you cannot hard script anything, right? You cannot say this is how it's going to be for literally anything, because it's entirely based off of somebody else's opinions, right? Like, if he wants to have a relationship with this person, let him. By all means, let him, right? Especially if you're wanting to keep up the realism here, right? Like, yeah, eventually something would happen and somebody would slip, but, I mean, like, in reality, then everybody ends up slipping up at one point or another during the show, which then leaves Truman to, especially when everything is going wrong, right? Like, in fact, the first scene on the movie is that, first or second scene, first scene after the introduction, then a spotlight falls from the sky right in front of Truman, right? And they make up an excuse and they roll with the ball, and they on the news then they say, hey, pieces of a falling plane or pieces of a plane are falling off or something, right? Couldn't you just do the same thing but with his decisions? Couldn't you just do that? That's I don't know. And I mean, like, I have no idea about anything that would have to go into that, but I mean, like, get actors who can really improv, right? And I get that over the course of time, then it's going to be very difficult to make something like that, but yeah. But yeah, The Truman Show, I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend it to people. Yeah, that's all I really wanted to say. So you guys have a good day, night, whatever, whatever time it is that you're watching this or listening to this, you know. Hey, either way, I need to get to bed, like, here very soon, so, good night, you guys, and remember, put in the comments, what you guys would like to hear about, right? Like, what would you guys want me to talk about here in the next few weeks, or months, or even, maybe even in the next year? I don't know. But yeah, have a good day, be safe, yeah. This is David Bolander, and you guys are listening to Random Radio. See you guys later.